Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 251 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today's show comes to you from a beautiful early summer in Remagen on the Rhine in Germany, and we'll learn more about the culture of management. We will listen to three managers and how they have to juggle more than just national cultures to be good leaders. Have you ever overseen a team or had to work with different nationalities or demographics at work? Without an understanding of different cultural backgrounds, organizing people can seem as hard as herding cats. Well, in today's show, we find out how to get stuff done by exploring many hidden cultures. For example, different age groups, which you will find in most workplaces. In our first category, Absolutely Identical, we hear from Dr. Beate Blügel in Germany, who began as a teacher in adult education institutions and now manages 100 full-time employees plus 400 freelance teachers. She tells us that surprisingly, the professional culture of adult education institutions is often stronger than the national culture.
I also had a work exchange with an adult education center in Great Britain, which was great because I found that other than the language, the culture was absolutely identical.
In our second category, Absolutely Millennial, we hear from Akshay in India, who explains the challenges which an Indian manager faces when dealing with a team composed of different age groups.
And in that team, there's a different age group of people. For example, a person is 50-year-old and another person is 21-year-old. Those people have different experiences and they are from different era.
Finally, in our last part, Absolutely Professional, we hear from Aytaj, an Azerbaijani exchange student studying in Germany, about the challenges of balancing informal and professional cultures when some members of your team are at the same time your best friends.
If we are in the working time, I used to switch my professional mood on and talk more professionally. And if it's outside of the work, we used to still hang out as a friend, talk to each other, how was our day and stuff like that.
So let us start the show. In our first category, Absolutely Identical, I interview Dr. Beate Blügel, a German manager in adult education, who shares her thoughts about skills and qualities of managers and about different management styles. After visiting adult education institutions across the world, she concludes that the professional culture in adult education seems to be more dominant than the national culture.
My name is Beate and I'm the director of Volkshochschule in German with about 100 employees and roughly 400 freelance teachers.
Do you consider yourself as an educator or as a manager?
I definitely started as an educator when I started my job, but now I'm really a manager with that amount of employees.
Can you say something about your management style? Is that a very German style?
I don't really know what the German style is nowadays. I mostly learned by good and bad role models. No, by seeing something that I didn't like at all, experiencing things I didn't like at all, and working my way into my own individual style. And I think it's not really the cultural background in the sense of where people come from that distinguishes them, but the challenge, I think, that you've got to have empathy to find out what it is an individual needs. Do they want to understand what they're doing? I mean, that always helps, I find, if you try to, if you give somebody a job that they know what this job is for. What you need nowadays as a leader is to be individually empathetic or directive according to the situation, according to the person you speak to. Of course, there are different styles, which I learned. I spent some time in Australia. I also had a work exchange with an adult education center in Great Britain, which was great because I found that other than the language, the culture was absolutely identical. It was a different country, it was the UK. And yes, you could say they were a little more informal because they arrest each other by their first names, but lots of adult educators in Germany do that as well. So I think the...
Could that perhaps mean that the culture of adult education is actually stronger than the national culture?
Exactly. I think the culture of the profession, which I found to be exactly the same in the UK and in other countries, in my European projects, I found that in Sweden, in Austria, the style of adult education is the same. It's fairness. If you ask me what is the most important aspect of being a leader, I think fairness is behind it. And what makes bosses as being their boss, if they get the impression that they're fair.
Now, in your profession, it is actually quite usual that women are right at the top. Do you have a feeling that this might provide a different management style?
I think management styles have developed in the last decades, and it is probably a female management style that is very much in fashion nowadays, because hierarchies have been broken down and women are said to be more empathetic and more democratic, to listen more to their employees. I went to university in England, for instance, and especially when you're so young, I was 21 at the time, that influences you a lot. To experience being somewhere where you're out of your waters, that really helps to empathize with other people who are in the same position later on.
You are listening to Absolutely Intercultural, and my name is Lawrence Borgmann, and today we are exploring the question, how to juggle cultures as a manager. So let's move to our next category, Absolutely Millennial, where we hear from Akshay, who I interviewed in Chennai, India. Akshay is a former exchange student here at Rainer Campus, where he participated in one of our courses, International Business Simulation, and got a taste of being a CEO because he held the highest position in the simulation. Now, back in India, he manages about 23 people and shares some of the challenges of managing different age groups and demographic cultures.
Yes, when I came back from Rainer campus, I have realized that there's a change in me professionally. I was in a project that was an international project dealing with three continents and three different countries. And in that, I was working as a CEO, the head of the project, and I was dealing with people from different countries and different cultural background.
How did you become the CEO after such a short time? That's quite something.
Ah, yeah. So that was our simulation project. And in that, everyone has to choose a different role, in which I have chosen the role of the CEO because I thought that it will help me with my leadership skills.
Did it?
It did, actually. So I was interacting and I was doing work with people from around 7 to 8 different nationalities. Around 20 to 25 people were there. I have learned a lot in how to juggle up between the expectation of people and how to see things from their perspective and get the output from them. And when I came back to India, I have started working here in a financial industry as a professional, and in that I was working as a manager, and still I'm working as a manager in that company, and I am handling a team of around 23 people there. And in that team, there's a different age group of people. For example, a person is 50 year old and another person is 21 year old. Those people have different experiences and they are from different era completely.
Okay, so you're saying they are almost as different as somebody from Azerbaijan or from Brazil?
Yeah, not from the geographical point of view, but from cultural point of view, the differences can be seen because they see things differently. I have actually mapped the learning from that course and that project to my current professional life, in which I can see that how to see things from a perspective of a 50-year-old person and how to see things from a perspective of a complete fresher who is like 21 years old, and how to get things done because there's a tight deadline in every environment. This was quite a learning that I had, and that was the highlight of my professional learning.
I wonder how many of our graduates could actually manage a team of 23 employees in their first job. Congratulations. It seems like empathy for different age groups and age cultures is one of Akshay's biggest strengths and clearly helps him understand other generations. You're listening to Absolutely Intercultural, about juggling cultures as a manager. And now let us close the show with our last category, Absolutely Professional. Aytaj from Azerbaijan is an exchange student here at Reinhard Campus and was the leader of the catering team in Managing Cultural Diversity, or MCD, event. For MCD, we invite lecturers from around the world to talk about intercultural topics. Kelvin, our editor from Australia, asked Aytaj to explain the challenges of balancing professional and informal cultures when she found herself at the top of the hierarchy as the catering manager and had to transform her closest friends into effective employees in her catering team.
Okay, my name is Aytaj and I am from Azerbaijan, and I was in charge of the catering team, four people in the team, and we were responsible for breakfast and coffee breaks during the 3 days of the events.
Do you think having a clear hierarchy from the beginning made people more organized?
We didn't have that much hierarchy. We were having to-do list, timeline, and task division, and every one of us was knowing what to do according to the timeline and agenda of each day. So definitely it helped us to be organized. I would say like putting clear expectation beforehand, being well prepared, is playing essential role in this rather than having hierarchy. Like, for example, I am team leader, but I was helping for making sandwich, for making and decorating the table and stuff like that.
Did you have a moment where you picked up on what team members are going to be better at different tasks?
First of all, I prepared list of tasks and responsibility. Then I held a team meeting with my team members and I asked them, what kind of experience do you have? So it gave me clear idea to put which person to which task.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, I was thinking that I pick up the right person for the right task. It actually helped me. I also asked their opinion. If I give you this task, how are you gonna do it? And okay. I was like learning their opinion and feedback if they're gonna be successful in this task or in other tasks. So I was like using both methods. I was listening my own intuition and also their feedback, comparing and picking up the right task for the right person.
Did you like just turn a switch in your head and one moment you're in friend mode, the other moment you're in professional mode?
If we are in the working time, I used to switch my professional mood on and talk more professionally. And if it's outside of the work, we used to still hang out as a friend, talk to each other, how was our day and stuff like that. It was not that hard to keep the balance, but every one of us knowing that it's a work, it should be on time. We should communicate professionally in order to be successful.
Have you noticed a difference in your own leadership style that's maybe a cultural difference?
Definitely, I would say that there is difference between a leadership style of German people and the people from my home country, Azerbaijan. But there are essential skills in order to be a good leader. For me, it's communication skill, convincing skill, problem-solving skill, and motivating skills. And this one applies to every kind of leaders from all over the world. So being on time, being much more punctual, the communication approach and style is different. So for me, like German, there's a stereotype, like people from Germany, they like to be punctual and they want their workers to work punctually also. For Azerbaijan, it's not applying like that. But for me, if you are holding team meeting, for example, and doesn't matter you are from Germany or from the other country, you should be on time and you should expect the same things from your coworkers or from your team members. Actually, I remember once one lecturer from the MCD said, who is in charge of the catering team? Because the food is very satisfactory and delicious, they really like. When I told him that catering team is from the participants, he was very astonished and shocked. And he was like, wow, really, how they are managing to be on time on seminars and also working on the backstage and control everything and manage everything.
There we have it. It seems like within our own national culture, we regularly interact with so many different cultures on a daily basis, be it professional, demographic, or discipline related. One theme that was common in all three of our interviews was empathy to understand your employees, which can be developed through international experience and cultural awareness for differences within your own country or institution. I would like to thank our editors for this show, Kelvin and Chris, both from Australia, and Kofi from Canada. Thank you to all our guests and listeners who joined us for today's show. What about you? Have you ever found yourself in a management position, either in your job or in a situation where you managed others to prepare an event? Please share your points of view with us. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show is coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 3rd of July. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.